babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
And welcome back to another edition of Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ CJ coming to you live from UBC Vancouver. We've got JCG editor NC in the house, and we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of things. For now, Angel Olsen with Forgiven Forgotten. And welcome back to Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ CJ. And the track you just heard was Forgiven Forgotten by Angel Olsen off her new album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And it was on CITR charts. This week it's number 8.
The only surprise is that it's not actually higher on the list, because it's such a good album.
Fantastic stuff. And thank you again to Sarah Gordingly for getting us those charts on a weekly basis. And so the voice you just heard was editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, JC Gabe. How are you, buddy? Had a good reading week?
My reading break was actually 2 weeks ago, because I go to SFU.
Oh, right on.
So last week everyone was gone from the station, and I came into my office hours, and it's like a ghost town.
it's weird how UBC, I guess, has a different vacation time than other universities. But
I think most universities, though, like they're on par with UBC, and I think it was just Douglas College and SFU were like different,
slightly different, off the beat, right on. All right, good stuff. Hope you got up to something great. I just hung out with some friends on Pender Island. Nice, fun time. Not going to talk much about it. But what did you get up to?
I didn't have reading break, but we had our proofing party for the March issue on Sunday.
That is true. That is true. The new issue of Discorder Magazine, the second new format issue, is out and about in less than a week.
Yeah, I was so impressed. Big shout out to Robin, our under review editor, and Alex DeBoer for coming out and helping improve the party.
Estebar?
Sorry?
Who did you say? Robin N?
Alex DeBoer.
Okay.
Or Escobar.
I thought you said Escobar, and I was like, whoa, who's this new volunteer?
And Escobar.
Escobar.
No, they came out even though it was snowing like crazy on
Sunday. It was.
And it was awesome. So yeah, we put together the final touches on the magazine. It should be handed to the printers in the next day or two.
Right on. And can you tell us who is going to be on the cover?
Can I?
Can you? I don't know. We might need permission from the editor. Oh, wait.
Oh, jeez. I'm not going to tell you who's on the cover, but I can tell you a couple of the bands.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
So we got Romok in there. We got the Shilohs. We also have Deadsoft as nice. Well. There's also some content that's going to be only on the website because I've ran into some space issues. But I don't know. It seems like every month I just... gosh, I feel like, oh, this is my favorite issue ever, but yeah. I would say March is my favorite issue so far.
Fantastic. Yeah, it always feels like that when you're creating an issue that you've put in so much effort in the past and everything you've worked so hard for is now building up in the next one. You know, it's a great feeling like that when you're building something.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's fantastic. All right, speaking of building new things, we here at CITR are looking really forward to moving into the new student union building that UBC is building for its students. And CITR is going to have its own brand new studios in that building, front and center. And we are hosting what we call Fun Drive 2014, which is basically a fundraiser where we are going to be raising $35,000 over a week starting from Thursday, February 27th, to the following Friday, pretty much, ending with a fantastic Fun Drive 2014 finale party at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 7th. So, if you're new to community radio, I do urge you to check out CITR.ca and visit and check out some of the great shows we have on offer here. And you, of course, are listening to Discorder Radio, and there is a whole lot we do here, like live interviews, and talking about amazing bands just playing around town, which is one of the most beautiful things I love about the city as somebody who's like from the other side of the world, is that there's always something happening in every single bar around town.
I get so furious when people use the term "no fun city," and like it's like, are you kidding me?
I know.
you can't go anywhere in the city without like tripping over a show or something, and it's exhausting and it's amazing.
I know. Those people just have no love, and you know who else has no love? The Ballantines. How about a Ballantines track? They might be one of the bands playing with other bands at the Fun Drive 2014. So this is No Love by the Ballantines from Liquor Store Gun Store. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy. We'll be back.
Yeah. Drew Gonzalez from Cobra Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to sing something, Adam? No.
Oh, no, 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 no,
it's
no, no,
okay.
No. Adam, come on.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get we'll dry
He's
you
very
off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
Let's go to the bathroom.
Oh.
As part of CITR's 2014 Fun Drive, we are hosting a karaoke night in the Gallery Lounge of UBC's Sub. The event will take place on Wednesday, the 26th, the day before Fun Drive Week kicks off. Come by for some tasty, confidence-inducing beverages, and sing, for better or worse, your favorite karaoke jams. Admittance is free, with songs being sung by donation. All donations will contribute to Fun Drive and helping support the station you love. Again, that's Wednesday evening on February 26th in the Gallery Lounge.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You can also listen to us on CITR.ca across Canada and, of course, around the world. I am DJ CJ, and sitting in the studio with me is Editor-in-Chief JCG. How's it going?
Always a pleasure, CJ.
Right on. And, of course, for those of you who listen to us regularly, we are missing Wade Jordan, who, for all we know, could be in a Russian cell, but... Hopefully,
hopefully the Russian cell has Discord Radio playing.
Oh yeah, and hopefully he's doing well, done with the Sochi Olympics, and is back in Moscow preparing his backpack to head back to Vancouver. So good luck to you, buddy. If you're out there listening, we wish you the best and hope you come back soon. All right, and hope you come back in time for the CITR's Fun Drive finale.
I don't know about you, CJ. Like, this is the first year that I'm being involved with Fun Drive, and
same.
Like
no,
I
take that back.
I'm it's so hard to say. Like, it's such an exciting time for the station. Like,
true.
Moving into the new sub and the Fun Drive finale is gonna be insane.
It is.
Do you want me to?
Yes, for sure. Let me give people who are not familiar with it an idea of what happens here at the station. Basically, we gather up a whole bunch of volunteers who sign up their phone shifts and sit in CITR's fantastic lounge and answer your phone calls day in, day out, on the hour, every hour, and basically take down your info and get you to donate as little and as much as you'd like. Basically, go anywhere between a dollar to like $1,000. We don't mind because we love you. And... that's pretty much what community radio is all about. But JCG, tell us a bit about the Fun Drive finale party.
Well, it's happening at the Biltmore on March 7th. And so what they're doing is it's a rock lottery. And so there's participants from like 25 different local musicians from like so many bands. Like, reading down the line is just so, it makes your heart flutter. We got musicians from Slam Dunk, Cascade, Roll Mock, Movie Land, Cult Babies, Fine Times, Hooves. So many more. And so what happens is a week before, like, names are drawn with all these different musicians. And so, like, different bands are formed. And so the musicians have, only a week to come up with a set and, like, completely
wicked
put together their own unique set. And, you know, maybe, like, I don't know if a band's ever, like, emerged as or a new band. Like, I know a couple of rock lovers have been done, not necessarily here, but, like, in the past. And
it's possible.
Ah, it's so exciting. Is it March 7th yet?
It can be today. Ooh. Actually, speaking of bands coming together and coming up with new fantastic tracks, something very similar happened at the Peak Performance Project. And shout out to those guys for putting up a great job and getting artists together for everybody's benefit. They had this album come out called the Peak Bootcamp 2013 Road Songs. And in one of those... a whole bunch of fantastic people we love here at CITR were part of that whole crew, you know, including Hannah Epperson, Ono Yoko, Bestie, Will Horse, all these fantastic people. And one of my favorite tracks was actually Hannah Epperson and Ono Yoko playing a track together called Soft Shoulder. So let's listen to that right now here on Discorder Radio.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to Discorder Radio. That was a fantastic song by, this is a collaborative song actually, between Hannah Epperson and Ono Yoko. Hannah Epperson, of course, was here at Discorder Radio, and that was during the time when she was in the Peak Performance Project, and she won second place. It was fantastic. That was a track called Soft Shoulder. I do believe that whole album is a collaborative album, and it's free on the Peak Performance website. So check it out. There's a whole bunch of local acts, including The Lion, the Bear, the Fox, Will Horse, Amble Green, Bestie, Raika, the whole BC crew. So shout outs to everybody on that one for giving up a free album and collaborating with each other. Yes, the Fun Drive finale is going to be a collaborative one too, because we're going to do some raffling and lottery ticketing, and bands are going to collaborate, and it is going to be a fun time. So, JCG, you wanted to say something about it?
About the Fun Drive finale?
Or not? Are we moving
on? Well, I signed up for my shift, so if you're looking to talk to the editor-in-chief of Discorder,
that's right,
personally over the phone, please call between 2 and 4 o'clock Tuesday next week.
That's true. And if you are, of course, interested in helping CITR in this Fun Drive, you can sign up as a volunteer at any time, take a station tour, and then sign up for a phone shift, and it will be good going from there. Help us raise $35,000 starting February 27th.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a bit more about what we have not talked about yet in the new format issue, which is the first of its kind, a mini format. And there'll be a new one coming out. And so what haven't we talked about in this one? We haven't talked about this fantastic column, one of my favorites, called On the Air. And On the Air is basically highlights CITR hosts that have been here for a while, and some of them who've just started out. Like the last one was Chthonic Boom.
Chthonic Boom.
Chthonic Boom. I just don't know how to pronounce it. CHTH.
We've had so many conversations. Like, what is that? Chthonic? Chthonic? Chthonic?
But this one is the show called Exploding Head Movies, and is on Monday nights, I believe.
Monday nights, 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Yeah. And I was here yesterday, and Gary was playing some fantastic hip-hop beats as well. So please tell us a bit about Gary from Exploding Head Movies.
He goes by Gak, which I thought was very interesting, because I always just think there's like a toy that has the same name. But anyways, he plays mostly music that's like from soundtracks, or also just like inspired by movies. And so it's funny, because you might automatically assume like, oh yeah, like musical soundtracks or something, like just the very obvious ones like Chicago or Grease or something like that. But he also looks at like the soundtracks that aren't necessarily as well known, but like they're, you know, it's great music, because you know music is a huge component of most movies. It was such an interesting piece to read, edit for me, because it wasn't what I expected. Yeah, I expected it to just be like a bunch of like singles and songs that you'd already recognize. But it sounds like he's a lot of fun with the format, so it's really cool.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many so many composers that have different styles of approaching movie backtracks. Like Tarantino, for example, I know has an amazing style, in the sense that sometimes I think he said this in an interview somewhere, that he listens to tracks and then builds a movie around the track, which is a very interesting concept to think about, you know, because you're not going for the story, you're going for the story around the music. And
is that any different from, you know, just like having like a storyline in your mind and then like building the movie around that? Like,
true.
It's a different approach, but I think it's like equally as valid.
Absolutely. And Gary, of course, for those of you who haven't heard his show before, and you should definitely tune in, he has such a fantastic wide knowledge of so many of the different styles of composers, not only in today's era, but like from the 70s, the 60s, the 50s. It's really a good pleasure to listen to his show.
One of the final answers that he gives in the article, which you should read in the February issue of Discorder, he says that he wants to try doing a proper show with songs from musicals. But instead of like talking about the song becomes a semi-musical itself. So like a musical about musicals. Sounds like a really ambitious show, and hopefully...
It's a meta musical.
I wish all the best, and let me know, Gary, and I'll make sure to tune in for that one.
I will make sure to tune in.
What's up next, CJ?
All right, speaking of Tarantino...
We got the Coasters. Some of you might remember this song from a very infamous scene from Death Proof.
One of my favorites of Tarantino. And the song is called Down in Mexico. Let's have a listen to it. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Down in Mexico by the Coasters. Shout out to Gary from Exploding Head Movies on CITR. We'll be back. Stay tuned. That song haunts me every time I watch any of his movies because it was a fantastic scene to begin with, and its climax was just like, whoa.
Fun fact, Jungle Julia from the first half of that movie plays a journalism teacher in the first season of Veronica Mars for 4 episodes.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm watching Veronica Mars.
Nice.
And that's your Veronica Mars trivia for the day.
Brought to you by Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 and online at CITR.ca. Check us out. Support us. We're having a fun drive starting February 27th. We are trying to raise $35,000 to support community radio and move to the new student union building. Fantastic. Where else can you hear local indie Vancouver music coupled with Tarantino's amazing Death Proof soundtrack.
and topped off with Veronica Mars trivia.
Yeah.
Nowhere else, CJ.
Nowhere else. We are one in a universe.
How about I talk about the Weird Distro show that actually happened? Not the most recent weekend, but the weekend before. It was
on February 15th.
February 15th. Yeah.
Please do. What is Weird Distro?
So Weird Distro is it's actually launched from Weird Canada. So it's this online platform where musicians can consignment, I guess is a term. They can put up music for consignment. And so it's a way to like spread music like across Canada. I think there's also you can like buy things on it as well. So there were launch parties on February 15th like across Canada. It was kind of like this domino effect as like the time zones were going on. So like it started over in like Eastern Canada and Vancouver, I think was the last one or one of the last ones.
Nice.
And so it was over at Neptune Records. There was actually an RLA about it that I think is going to be in it's going to be in the March issue. But you can also check it out online at Discord's website.
That is right.
And so it was Sisters of Science and N213. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I didn't realize it was going to be in the afternoon. I thought it was going to be in the evening. So unfortunately, I had to miss it. But Chris Yee was able to go to the show and he reviewed it. And awesome review.
Yeah, sounds great. And so there was a couple of bands named Sisters of Science and N.213 or number 213.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. I don't know either. So how about we stop chit-chatting and listen to some of this exciting new stuff. This is the track Breakable, followed by Onus in Time.
Yeah, apparently that's about 3 minutes between the three.
And this is by N213.
Thank you.
welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9. Those couple of tracks you just heard were Breakable and Onus in Time by number 213. I'm never going to...
N.213.
Regardless, it was so he was one of the folks playing at the Weird Distro launch party. So... JCG is standing up for some reason.
Oh, no, it's just someone's putting up a chart. And
so oh, yes.
I don't want to block Paul Gay now.
We are. So here at CITR, we are putting up a chart to tell our fantastic hosts how they should pitch the fun drive to you listeners out there. And so you can call in and get, you know, given your donations. Because we are trying to raise $35,000. To support your independent radio station and indie music programming and get fantastic CITR socks and CITR mugs and CITR hoodies.
Brenda was just texting me about the hoodies. She was asking if I could go pick them up, but I'm already here making quality community broadcasting. So
right on. And we, of course, are nothing without the fantastic bands playing around town. So let's talk a bit about the real live action.
Woo.
So Discorder has something called Real Live Action, which is essentially concert and show reviews happening around town. So this week, let's have a look at what's happening this week. On Wednesday, February 26th, we have, of course, CITR's very own fun drive karaoke party happening at the gallery pub / lounge here in the Student Union building of CITR. And basically, it'll be a jam-packed karaoke.
Yeah, so
extravaganza.
So you pay per song, and the money goes to help jumpstart the fun drive.
Fantastic. We expect to raise about $1.2 million.
You gotta embarrass yourself for a good cause.
It'll be fun. I mean, I would be totally down to sing Down in Mexico by the Coasters that we just played. That's a fantastic track to sing.
I wish I could backup dance for you, but I have night class on Wednesdays.
All right, I'll sing some James Brown for you.
In
your honor. All right. Also on Wednesday, we have at the Backstage Lounge, 10 o'clock, a band called Backwards Riding headlining with Reptile Zoo, the Concord Creek Band, and She Dreams in Color. And that's 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., 8 o'clock. $8. Should be good. On Thursday, we've got a band called The Royal Ui, who I've heard their album. It sounds really nice. Royal Ui. All right, cool stuff. And they'll be playing with Sarah Wheeler at 466 Howe Street at 7 p.m. So do check it out. And on Friday's pretty jam-packed for Vancouver. We've got The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer playing at the Imperial. It's very funny to just say that, you know. We've got the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer in town. And
make sure you go see them.
They're very good. They're quite like good for grapes, like stomping blues, you know. One of my favorite styles of music. And they'll be playing at the Imperial, 9:30. Fantastic. At the Commodore Ballroom, we'll be having Skinny Puppy playing with Ball and DJ Pandemonium. And I do believe that show is sold out, so you might have to stand in line or, you know, ask some sketchy dude for some tickets outside the Commodore. That's Friday. And JC, you said you knew this other band. Tell us a bit about what's happening on Friday night at the Biltmore.
Friday, Sanford Men are playing with Son Lux. We're actually sending a reviewer to go and do an RLA for that, so that's going to be awesome. I actually had tickets to go see them last time they were in town, but... They had two shows left on their tour, and all their equipment got stolen, and so they had to cancel. They actually ended up playing the second last show. They're like, we're gonna play it no matter what. So anyone who lives in this city, I think it was Seattle, like, anyone who lives in Seattle and has like musical instruments, like, we want them just to play this like show. And then so like Vancouver was the only actual fatality, but
oh no,
they're back and probably better than ever.
Probably going to have like some GPS trackers on their instruments now. That's terrible stole their instruments.
And it's unfortunate because that's not uncommon to hear of musicians like their vans getting stolen, like all their gear getting stolen. That's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's expensive. And so it's unfortunate that people kind of don't recognize the sanctity of bands, guitars, and if anyone's going to be wrecking them or smashing them up, it's going to be the musicians themselves on stage in the spirit of music.
Right on. All right. So let's play some San Fermin to get that nasty thought out of our heads. And this is Sunsick by San Fermin. After that, it'll be some backwards writing. So stay tuned. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
All right, that was San Fermin with their song Sunsick. Next up, Backwards Riding, and they're playing at Backstage Lounge on Wednesday. Check it out.
Yeah.
want to sing something, Adam? No.
Oh, no, 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 no,
it's
no, no, no.
Okay.
Adam, come on.
Stupid.
No, no, we're going to get back. We'll dry you off.
He's very dumb.
Stupid.
Let's go to the bathroom.
Oh.
As part of CITR's 2014 Fun Drive, we are hosting a karaoke night in the Gallery Lounge of UBC's Sub. The event will take place on Wednesday, the 26th, the day before Fun Drive Week kicks off. Come by for some tasty, confidence-inducing beverages, and sing, for better or worse, your favorite karaoke jams. Admittance is free, with songs being sung by donation. All donations will contribute to Fun Drive and helping support the station you love. Again, that's Wednesday evening on February 26th in the Gallery Lounge.
Winter weather got you down? Let the February issue of Discorder be the light in your life. Bringing you the same exclusive content in our exciting new format, this month's issue is filled with oodles of goodies, such as shots from the DIY Fest Xenopalooza, the Groundhog Day staff sound-off, a calendar of all the best shows this month, and information on all the awesome swag you can win during this year's Fun Drive.
Are those CITR socks? That's bananas.
Plus band features on Hollow Moon, Connecticut, Redrick Salton, The Written Years, Vague, and Kubla Khan. All this and so much more in Discorder, that magazine from CITR. A copy can be picked up at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, check us out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to our advertisers, the Biltmore Cabaret, Fortune Sound Club, LiveVan.com, MRG Concerts, the Portside Pub, Postal Loop, the Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fairs, and Weird Distro.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
And that's right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And yeah. I'm DJ CJ. You can also find us online, like the ad said, at CITR.ca and Discorder.ca. That is Discorder. Check us out and check out the February issue and stay tuned for the March issue coming up soon. We've got Editor-in-Chief JCG in the house. Hello.
Yeah.
I love that. I made that station ID. It was so cool.
That's amazing. I always think of the Power Rangers.
That is true. I want to be the black guy. So... Is the one of the best? My favorite was that T-Rex.
No, that was the Mastodon.
Oh,
T-Rex was the Red Ranger.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Either way, it was fantastic. I love that show, Cartoon Network all the way.
So
right on. So, Fun Drive coming up. Whole bunch of things happening around town. RLAs. Let's talk a bit about the March issue. You mentioned Shiloh's.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be sending the March issue off to the printers, I think later tonight, so it's pretty exciting. It'll be making its way onto the streets by like the week's end, and then actually our distribution manager is heading to Europe for 2 weeks, that globetrotter him, but before he leaves, that'll be his last action, is distributing the March issue. So like I said, it's probably one of my favorite issues, but I say that every month. We got stuff from Deadsoft, Rollmock, a ton of great reviews as well. We have an on the air about the copyright experiment, which deals with copyright issues and music. And they actually only play music that's available for free online, so that's pretty cool. And one of my favorite features from the issue is definitely the Shiloh's. They're going to be opening for Real Estate. They're showing in March, so that's going to be really awesome. Huge show for them. I think it's at the Rickshaw. Do you want to close out with a track from them?
I would love to play both Rollmock and Shiloh's because I heard Rollmock on Dunkin' Donuts and I loved it. It's fantastic.
It's a really interesting read. Patrick Garrity has been like a mainstay in the Vancouver scene for like a while. And let me not talk about it. Let's just play some music.
All right, let us play some Shiloh's followed by some Rollmock here on Discorder Radio. First up, it's TV Action Jazz.
Yes, I remember it wasn't that long ago. I'd settle in every evening for the late, late show. Whatever was on after that didn't matter to me. We'd have long conversations. Sherlock McLean's
love with a TV story. Channel surfing.
Thank you, JCG, for that exciting TV Action Jazz. All right, so that was TV Action Jazz by the Shilohs off their fantastic album, So Wild, that was released Feb of last year. And they will be featured in the March issue of Discorder magazine.
As will these folks as well, Rollmock. There's a really awesome interview with Patrick Garrity, so... if you weren't going to check out the issue of Discorder for March, do so even more.
Right on. All right. So that is it for Discorder Radio. We're going to leave with this track called Jalna by Rollmock from the album Travels in the Interior Districts. Check it out. Check us out next week for our Fun Drive episode. Cheers and adios.